Governor Pat McCrory is calling for Medicaid reform, a billion-dollar transportation project, and fewer tests for students. McCrory delivered his State of the State address to lawmakers last night in Raleigh. Jeff Tiberi reports from the Capitol.
The governor's one-hour, 20-minute speech before a packed House chamber on Wednesday offered more praise and pomp than policy and proposals. He touted the first 2 years of his administration before laying out an occasionally detailed vision about what he hopes is next.
Now, last session, we came close to passing Medicaid reform, but progress stalled on the one-yard line. Let's not take another pass this year. Let's run it up the middle and win a victory for families across North Carolina.
McCrory made an analogy to this week's Super Bowl when the Seattle Seahawks came up a yard short. Many lawmakers laughed. The governor initially opted out of expanding Medicaid 2 years ago. There are 500,000 North Carolinians who would be covered under expanded Medicaid coverage. He said the administration is now continuing to review health care options.
If we bring a proposal and come up with a proposal and determine that the proposal is best for North Carolina to cover the uninsured, it must protect North Carolina taxpayers. And any plan must require personal and financial responsibility for those who would be covered. I will only recommend a North Carolina plan, not a Washington plan, so that we can put patients first.
Medicaid is a contentious topic. McCrory likely has a battle looming with the Senate. He said the word Medicaid only once.
I thought it was reform more than expansion. That's the way I took it.
Is that an important distinction?
I think it's very important.
Republican Senator Harry Brown is the majority leader.
To a lot of us in the legislature, expansion has already happened. Our budget has gone from about $2 billion to over $4 billion in Medicaid cost. If that's not expansion, I don't know what is. So expansion is there. I think reform is important because moving forward, we can't sustain that type of growth.
In addition to maneuvering through Medicaid, the governor introduced two major bond initiatives. He again touted his 25-year transportation plan, declaring the state needs to continue connecting small towns to economic centers and improving bridges from the coast to the mountains.
Therefore, I will request from you a transportation bond of $1.2 billion that allow for the quicker construction of projects in the 25-year vision plan.
Afterwards, Senator Brown offered this.
The one piece, I think the bond piece on transportation and some other initiatives, we just need to take a look at the cost with that. The budgets are tight, and so you just have to make sure you can balance a budget with additional debt.
Brown and his colleagues will also consider McCrory's proposed $1.4 billion bond to renovate aging buildings. On the topic of education, McCrory reiterated his promise to increase minimum teacher salaries and promised to take a look at required exams.
We want to distinguish which tests improve a student's performance and which tests simply waste the time of both teachers and students. We want to eliminate unneeded testing by next year. That's our goal.
Democratic Representative Rick Glaser would have liked to hear more about schools.
I think that there was a lot of kind of rhetoric and gloss over on education and not many details. I don't disagree with much of what he said on education. I'm just not sure he said much on education.
The governor didn't say anything on the issues of redistricting, religious freedoms, or regulations for clinics that provide abortions. Bills have been filed on all those topics in the first full week at the legislature. He did call on a historic preservation tax credit to be restored, proposed a new cabinet-level Department of Information Technology, and asked for increased pay for corrections officers. As for a detailed economic incentive plan, as well as his 2-year budget proposal, those are expected later this month. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.